All right, everyone, welcome to Capes and Scowls Reviews San Diego Comic-Con Trailers. I'm Cliff.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Rich.
I'm Lisa.
And I guess I should go over that. I'm at Hyper Hippo, no E on Twitter. Follow me.
I am at Swahili Love.
I am at Levelheaded Lunacy.
And I am at nothing because I'm not on Twitter.
All right, so we're just going to jump right in. So there were a lot of trailers that came out of Comic-Con. A lot of stuff that was spoiled, a lot of interesting things, a lot of not really interesting things, a lot of things we're not sure why they're a thing, and then other things that we're excited they're a thing. So we're just going to start out with the Justice League trailer. My opinion of this trailer is I'm not totally blown away by it, not really that interested. Kind of feel about this how I did Batman vs. Superman, which is just doesn't really seem to do anything for me. I mean, I guess I'm hung up on them casting a new Barry Allen when we have a perfectly good Barry Allen in the TV show. I'm not a fan of this really dark, cryptic story that they're going down and Flash wearing a robot suit. But I think Jason Momoa being Aquaman looks really awesome. And I like the comedy between Batman and Wonder Woman. What do you guys...
I feel like they injected like a lot of humor into the trailer, kind of on purpose, it just seemed really forced to me, so yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about the movie.
I think any Justice League anything that starts off without the complete Trinity, I think is going to kind of suffer, because it's always... It should always be Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman starting it. I mean, I guess that's kind of been done, but that's because that's the way to do it. So I think they're going about it. They're putting together, I guess, one of the better, more classic Justice League teams. Except, you know, Cyborg instead of Martian Manhunter seems to be the modern day New 52 swap out for the classic team. Jason Momoa. It looks awesome. I think he's going to make Aquaman a legitimate character in this, whereas a lot of people find ways to laugh at him. You laugh at Jason Momoa and see if you walk away funny, you know, not messed up. Yeah. The Barry Allen switch, I do think Grant Gustin is kind of owning that part right now. I guess we'll just have to see how it pans out. But all in all, I think it's moving in a better direction than Batman vs. Superman or Man of Steel. And then we'll just have to see once you get... Because this was just a cut-together, you know, trailer that they just wanted to show people at San Diego Comic-Con. Like, hey, we heard you. We know your complaints about the rest of our movies. We're trying to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you guys that Aquaman looks awesome in the trailer. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed the humor because I'm not... big on the whole backstory of any of the characters in the trailer, so from like an outsider looking in, I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah. Alright, so next we move on to the Wonder Woman movie. This, I feel, the 180 degree the other way as I do Justice League. I think this movie looks fantastic.
Oh man, yeah.
I think it looks amazing. This is a must-see, I think. I don't care. It took me a minute to realize that it was set in the past.
Definitely has a Captain America feel, the first Avenger, like just taking place, you know.
Yeah. World War II era.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. When I piece together that's where the movie's going to be, I'm totally on board. Must see.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, I love seeing those World War One biplanes flying around, ripping off shots at things, and her climbing out of the, going from trench to trench, you know, just owning people. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, this one definitely looks way more. Whoever, I'm not sure who the director is on this, or who wrote the script on this, but I feel like they care more about it. Maybe this is on something that I meant to bring up before, has a little more to do with the Geoff Johns promotion at DC.
Yeah.
That they're sort of like, they've realized they've backed themselves into a corner with a lot of things. So they're going to the only guy at DC that can fix all of their problems.
Yeah.
and they just keep promoting him and giving him more responsibility, and they're like, really, Geoff Johns, save us from ourselves.
Yeah. And this is the first one Snyder doesn't have his hands on. So maybe when they see that the one that Snyder doesn't do is actually a good representation of a character, maybe they'll kind of pull him away. Because, you know, I get it. He tried to do his own thing. He took a swing and he missed.
Yeah.
That's all. Just let it happen. Just let it move on to somebody else.
Who's directing the Justice League?
It's Snyder.
Oh, yeah. That is him.
Yeah, because it feels a lot like Batman vs. Superman in the trailer, just with the dark.
Yeah. Ben Affleck grittiness. Has to take, after Justice League, Ben Affleck has to take a shot at a solo Batman movie.
So that I'm excited for, because I'm a fan of things Ben Affleck directs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're good. He has a great eye for directing. In this movie, I like that Wonder Woman's not like Superman-level power.
Yeah.
She's more down to earth. Like, she's definitely above all the regular people around her with, like, reflexes and strength and durability and everything, but, like, she's not Superman's equal.
No, and she shouldn't be. And it looks like they're getting away from the sculpted from clay backstory for her, which I guess that's not a huge deal. As long as she comes from Themyscira, that's all that really matters. So I'm okay with that. So we'll have to see how that plays out too. Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Definitely going to go see it.
Yeah, yeah, I think it looks great. Yeah.
Well, then I guess we can backtrack to Justice League real quick. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
About seeing this. At this point on July 30th, I still haven't seen Batman vs. Superman. So I'm not sold on whether or not I'm going to go see Justice League. I'll have to see more.
Yeah.
Before I make that decision.
Definitely.
So that moves us on to Suicide Squad, which will be the last big trailer since it comes out in a week from today.
God, I feel like I've been watching trailers for this for two stinking years.
Yeah.
This is just like one of those movies where it's like, there's probably, what, 10 minutes of unique trailer?
Yeah.
And I still have no idea what's actually going on in the movie.
No.
I know it's a bunch of bad guys that they want to have doing good things, because I know the idea behind the Suicide Squad, but what's their purpose? Who are they trying to stop?
Yeah. they've done nothing to point out what the plot of the movie is. They've just shown us a couple quick snippets of some people they hope we give a shit about.
Right. So I'm way down on this movie. And, yeah. I mean, I kind of hope I'm wrong on some of these DC movies. I'd like to see them succeed.
Yeah.
But they all just sort of feel the same. Like, yeah. Suicide Squad, Justice League, and Batman vs. Superman all feel the same. This dark, gritty... And I'm fine with dark and gritty, but, like, it's done right. None of these seem done right.
I think, at best case scenario, the movie sucks, but we get a good person playing Harley Quinn.
Right.
We get a good person playing Amanda Waller.
Right.
And then we get a guy that's with green hair who might be the Joker. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't come back. Maybe it's a plot twist and he's not really the Joker. Right. Hopefully.
Or maybe he's one of the three Jokers that have existed in all of Jokerdom.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about this? It's more like an outsider, Lisa.
I saw the trailer from Comic-Con, but I don't remember what was different in that one than the other ones I've seen on TV. It's always the same. Yeah. It's usually a different soundtrack, which kudos to whoever's doing their music, because I will say I think I'm going to really enjoy their soundtrack in that movie.
Yeah.
And I do like Harley Quinn. I like that actress.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, that is playing her, so I hope she turns out well. But I don't know. I don't think it looks terrible. I'm not a huge Will Smith fan right now, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I wouldn't go out of my way to go see it the first night or anything, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next movie we're going to jump to is the King Arthur Legend of the Sword.
God, what in the world is that? Lock, Stock, and Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, it's a movie. It has actors and actresses in it, and I think we should just move on from there.
This is a backstory. This is Guy Ritchie doing a classic. It's supposed to be like the Arthurian legend here, and he decided that he was just gonna just Guy Ritchie the hell out of it and call it a day.
Now, since it does have Charlie Hunnam in it, we can hope that he jumps into a Jaeger and punches a robot, a monster in the face.
Yeah,
and it's actually Pacific Rim 2.
But it'd be an old steampunk looking Jaeger.
You know what? That's fine.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Yeah. And Idris Elba just shows up because right. I like him.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right, so I think we're all kind of down on that movie.
Yeah.
Nobody seemed overly excited of the group of us when we watched the trailer. No. So we're just going to move along.
Yeah.
All right. On to Doctor Strange. I'll let one of you guys lead off on this one.
I liked what you said about it earlier. It looked real, like, Inception-y, just with, like, all the...
distortion CGI of reality
and yeah, all this, everything's moving around them. It looked pretty cool. Like, it looks like a real, like, mind-bending type of movie that's gonna be way different than anything Marvel has done so far. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Did you get a chance to see the trailer at least?
No, I haven't seen it.
I think Benedict Cumberbatch being the front man, this is probably gonna be the most reaching that they are for an audience out of any Marvel movie yet. Magic doesn't translate particularly well in a lot of movies, so Benedict Cumberbatch being the front man, I think, was brilliant.
Yeah, this is definitely Marvel's first foray into really introducing magic, and it's like Strange is a totally different character to really bring in alternate realities, different dimensions, all sorts of stuff. Like, Guardians was an unknown character group. And it did fantastic, but
yeah.
People are more accepting of aliens and, like, space travel than they are of magic. They're more likely to say, oh, that's ridiculous. It's like, well, you just had a green girl, a guy that didn't understand puns, a talking raccoon, and a tree that could say three words.
Oh, so, yeah. And Mads Mikkelsen is the villain.
I mean,
if you're gonna have a villain in a movie, Mads Mikkelsen is a real good
villain. Right, and it looks like he's... From the trailer, it looks like he's fostering Dormammu in him.
Yeah.
Because as it progressed, you can see around his eyes got darker and more burnt. Yeah. And that's really exciting, because Dormammu is a really cool villain.
Yeah. But you get to ease the audience into a fire-headed, otherworldly demon.
Right. Because Strange is one of those characters where you don't really know much about him, but he's really one of the most powerful Marvel characters.
Yeah.
With, like, his baddies are, like... top tier baddies.
Yep.
Dormammu's up there with Thanos and like the most powerful beings in the universe or dimension verse, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, he's the guy that stands at the gate to other realities and keeps all of them out of ours.
Right.
So he's ridiculously powerful.
Yeah, so I'm on a must see this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're going to jump into the Marvel TV verse, which we're all still waiting for it to cross over into the Marvel movie verse.
On bated breath.
To Luke Cage. Starting off with him ripping the door off of a truck and just plowing through a group of thugs while he's getting shot at. I'm sold. I don't need to see any more.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't even need the car door, but like he used it anyway. Just, I don't know.
Because he's a badass. Yep.
Just because even when he's done, have fun getting out of that car door.
Right, yeah.
It just looks funny, but in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, all the Marvel Netflix shows have been good. The two seasons of Daredevil.
Yeah.
And Jessica Jones. They've both been great.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't expect anything less from this.
And Mike Coulter did a fantastic job in Jessica Jones with playing Luke Cage. So yeah. I'm really excited he's getting a whole season for himself now.
Yeah,
it looks great. And they're going to get to introduce more characters, tie this whole universe in together more. In Daredevil, we had Carrie Ann Moss being the lawyer who's a tie-in to Danny Rand, which then would take us to Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing a great job with the TV show, the Netflix shows, tying all the characters in together and leaving Easter eggs and just one nice tidy bundle where everything makes sense and we get good acting, good villains, good action, good writing. It's really for everyone. You don't have to be a comic book person to enjoy these shows.
No, not at all.
So the Iron Fist trailer is a little less because that's not until later in 2017. So you get to see Loras Tyrell as Danny Rand.
Yeah.
Sort of going through a little bit of training, struggling, being tied to a bed, and then busting down a wall.
Yeah, like, I honestly, I don't really know a whole lot about Iron Fist, but I would see it anyway just because of how good Daredevil was and Jessica Jones was. So, like, I'll see it anyway. But it probably is going to be really good.
Yes.
And then, I think, weren't you saying something that Doctor Strange is gonna tie a little bit into?
That's going to tie into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. introducing Ghost Rider.
Okay. Sorry.
So, yeah, Doctor Strange is going to somehow Ghost Rider is going to show up in Doctor Strange and then find his way to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So the only setup so far in Iron Fist was the hand getting set up in Daredevil. Okay.
Yeah. And then we jump to the short of just the names and questions in The Defenders.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I liked Daredevil Season 1 and 2. I liked Jessica Jones Season 1. Luke Cage looks awesome. I'm going to assume Iron Fist will be good, and Defenders is just those four characters teaming up to protect New York.
Yeah. So, if not more. They do like to sneak a couple, and during team-up things and all the Marvel stuff, they do like to sneak one or two more characters.
And we can hope that for one episode, one of the baddies will be Stiltman.
Because they've been teasing it.
Right.
The whole time. So long.
We've had a lot of teasing of Stiltman. We need Stiltman. So, Marvel, if you're listening, Stiltman.
Yes.
All right. So then the next trailer we got was the new Justice League cartoon called Justice League Action. For myself, I'm not a fan of how some of the characters are drawn, like the art style in it, but it looks like it's taking back to 2001, 2002 Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. And if it's anything like that, it's going to be a great show.
I thought it looked pretty neat. I don't know. I guess it's geared more toward younger people. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes.
Okay.
Seems that way.
Yeah. It's probably going to be rated Y7.
Okay.
So.
But I think the art style of it makes sense then. It's, cartoony. So, and pretty lighthearted with, like, jokes from, what's the character's name?
Joker.
No.
Oh, Firestorm?
Firestorm, yeah, like, joking around in the trailer. So, I mean, I probably won't be seeing it. I don't normally watch, Cartoon Network? It's going to be on. So, yeah.
But it looks good.
Yeah, I feel the same way as Olivia. I'm not probably going to watch it, but I could see it being a huge hit. Like, my nieces and nephews are going to probably dress up as those characters for Halloween.
If your nieces and nephews are over and want to watch it, you're not going to be like, oh, damn, they want to watch this. You're going to be, like, excited that they want to watch it.
Right.
You guys don't watch cartoons? What kind of adults are you?
When it finds its way to Netflix, I'm sure I'll watch the whole season.
Oh, yeah.
So then the next one I'm really excited for this is Flash Season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole Flashpoint storyline. Flash is Geoff Johns' baby.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Flashpoint. I'm assuming this is going to be good. It's got two things going for it. And then it was spoiled at Comic-Con that Flashpoint is going to affect Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, and Supergirl.
In some way. We don't know how yet, but it's going to affect.
The trailer looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reverse Flash calling Flash the villain. Kinda is.
Yeah. And that was a big Flashpoint thing, too.
Just, you don't realize what changing one thing can do to everything else. And it's kind of like the point that Barry needs to accept.
Yeah.
It's like his character's, like, breaking point, and then, like, where he rebuilds as a character from. So I'm super excited for Season 3 of Flash.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
And Arrow Season 5. It continues.
Yeah, it's got another season.
They're saying that the Arrow's not going to spend any time this year introducing new characters. That it's only going to be the one big crossover event between all four shows.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll let it get its legs back under it. It's not carrying other shows, trying to introduce new things.
Well, except one of his new recruits is a brand new character. So in this season, he's putting together a new team. His team from last year has disbanded, gone all their separate ways, except for Felicity. But he's enlisted. I forget the guy's name, but Wild Dog, Mr. Terrific is gonna be training with him, and the girl that was pretending to be Black Canary at the end of last season is coming back as Artemis this year. Which, if anybody watched the show
Young Justice, the seasons are on Netflix. It was a great show. Artemis is one of the primary characters. She was one of Green Arrow's sidekicks that took over when him and Speedy got into an argument, and Speedy quit being his sidekick. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the team he's putting together. I don't like the characters. But I guess we'll see the Guggenheim spin on all the characters.
And then we'll have to see how Flashpoint affects it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. Maybe when they fix Flashpoint, you could have the whole team back together, and Sarah could be back.
Yeah.
Because technically everything that happened didn't happen. For those of you that haven't read the Flashpoint story, I highly recommend that you go and read it. And all the tie-in stuff, because Barry saving his mother, ripple affects the whole DC-verse. That's why they call it Flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
How much it affects everything around it. It's one of the most pivotal points in the whole Flash run of being a comic book.
Yeah,
and I don't see any hints of the Arrow trailer to be like affected by Flashpoint at all. So I kind of hope it is, because I want that show to be good, but it hasn't been lately. The last few seasons haven't been very good. So I would hope they use Flashpoint as a way to,
fix
it pretty much.
Yeah.
This is where we can make our plea to the hero that we need, Geoff Johns.
Save us!
You just got promoted. You're in charge of all things DC movie. You're in charge of the Flash show. You wrote Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Just fix these three other shows.
Just come on. Or
just do it.
Come on, be a buddy. Be a pal.
We know you got a lot on your plate, because you're still writing books for DC. Your Rebirth books are good. You can do it. So, let us know what you guys think when this makes it up to YouTube. I'd like to hear your guys' feedback on what you agree with us, what you don't agree with us, what we're wrong, what we're right. You know, feedback. So, happy comic book viewing.
And see you later.